not yes, no, one word conversations. Mm. And, you know, and when you're having these conversations, you know, it's a real good thing to really listen, not, you know, not just shake your head and pretend you're listening. Sometimes, you know, I know I've done that on occasion, just want to be selfishly doing whatever when somebody's trying to make connection.
Hmm.
And yeah, and like I said, you know, frequency and proximity.
Hmm.
You know, it's, we've, you know, most of us, I hope, still have friends that we went to school with, you know, elementary, middle school, high school, college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we were in close proximity in them years, we still might have a good connection with those people.
Mm.
So, you know, that's my thoughts on connection, proximity, and frequency, and really listening. And yeah, even just smiling at them to start a connection.
Yeah, it's very interesting how we can be very connected to a person, even without too many words or conversation. Sometimes, you know, we just, as you said, proximity and just being near somebody, it causes that connection. And it's crazy, but it can, like, grow and develop and become something huge that keeps you connected with that person for many, many years, like 20, 30 years. I remember just in our the passing of our father and our doing our spiritual wake for him and meeting some of our connections that we had with, I remember Shaney Zappers, as we used to call him. And this is going back like 40 years. I was calculating the time of when I last seen him, and it was about, I think it was 35 years since I seen him last, which, you know, that's like quite a few years ago to go by. And then when we were talking and having a conversation, it was just like, yeah, we were like teleporting back to that time.
Yeah, out climbing the mountains.
And yeah.
Plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, it's really like that, because even when I went to college, we were at the when we were really in grade school still, first, second grade, and then I went to the same community years later, and, you know, like 20 years later, and kids from when we were there as elementary school kids were connected. You know, and that was because of, you know, proximity and frequency, because we hung out with them daily, talked with them, played with them. Yeah,
it's great. I'm so glad that we were able to get you in and talk to you. It's always great to get your perspective, because of what you went through. I was just going through some of your history with Lady Fima, and I was talking and telling them about when you first went into the hospital, and this is like 5 years ago when you were going through Guillain-Barré syndrome, and as I got there and you were, you know, laid up in bed and you were starting to go paralyzed, and it was very aggressive, like within 12 hours or so, you felt your numbness in your feet, and it went right up to your neck by the time I saw you. And it was very great connection, because by the time I got there, I saw you, and I remembered just seeing the spark in your eyes and the life that came to you. And it was a connection, a simple connection, but it really helped both of us get through that really horrible, hard time. And it was special. And it's just that thing that makes connection through our lives, through the people we know and love and associate with. It can cause some good positivity in this world. And it's just a very special time that we get to come on to this radio program and share with each other and share with the world the things that mm-hmm. we've gone through and struggled through. And just bring that positive light to other people, to know that, you know, they can go through these same horrible traumas and tribulations and survive. And so yeah. that's our way of connecting with the world and sharing.
Yeah, for sure.
So we really appreciate the time that you spend on our subjects, and, you know, the songs that you bring to us. They're always so uplifting and amazing, and we always look forward to them.
It's good to know that I'm hopefully helping some people or persons that need that little bit of help in their moods and whatnot.
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to have to let you go for now, and we're wishing you well in your recovery, and yeah, so.
Yeah, okay, so I thank you guys there behind the mic, the guys behind the scenes, and the listeners here and abroad for all your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Thank you so much. And yeah, we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week. And lots of love to you too. And bye for now.
Okay, bye now.
Bye for now.
Okay. Bye bye.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkina, BC. And yeah, it's always great to have him on our show and get him to share with us. And we're going to carry on with our program, and we'll be right back.
Do you know what your local wetland has done for you lately? Wetlands function like nature's kidneys, mitigating the impacts of floods and droughts, protecting our communities, and supporting food production. Despite representing 6% of the Earth's surface, wetlands store 33% of the planet's carbon. If you value life, thank a wetland. Learn about wetlands at work with Ducks Unlimited Canada at ducks.ca/wetlands.
All right, we're back, and yeah, it's always so nice to get Shkwaisht on their show and get him to share with us. And so we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to, coming up next, we'll have a talk from Lady Fahima. But first, we're going to play her a song, and this is from Mdou Mokhtar, and their song is called Tarhatized, and it's a really nice one. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Yeah.
Aboriginal powered KDX
car, and their song was called Tarhatized, and they were from Nigeria, Africa.
Wow.
And I chose that one for Our Lady Fatima.
Thank you.
And so it was pretty intense, and it gives us that spirit of Africa. And so we're going to get some words from Lady Fatima on our subject, which is connection.
Beautiful subject, same as usual, is quite meaningful. Connection is the energy exists between two parties in the politic, Liberal and NDP. They communicate, they are disagree about many area, but they're communicating, they are connecting with one another, the parties. So I'm going a little bit further. The meaning of the connection is joining, putting ourselves, you know, in the somebody else's shoes, trust, honesty, good communication. All of this is connection. And another connection is just at the Free Voices, at this radio station, we connect with so many individuals, so many different organizations, and bring them, invite them with the honesty, with the trust, with the respect, to make a healthy and good communication. Connection is so important. And is the connection as a nationwide, every nation that they came to Canada, they become landed immigrant, they brought their gifts, their talent, and sharing it at the field, at the blessed land of Canada. And this is the connection. And is with the connection we grow together. Look at the children. They connect and communicate with one another. They know they're so pure. They play on the playground. And that is the area they grow together. They share, you know, their food, you know, the toys. And they sometimes they argue, but of course, but that is a part of their growth. They learn. It's the learning process. And the last part that I would like to add, we have to connect, first of all, with ourselves. You know, when we are connecting with ourselves, with the education, with the goals, that is the area we become smarter and more intelligent. And then we know how to use our good energy for the great cause. And the last part that I have to give a great credit to China, to the Chinese nation. This nation is the nation they brought the Chinese food. And the food is necessity, is the survival for the humanity. And with the piece of art and the way they cook, as a steam and the fry, and with the green tea that they drink during the food, they're also meaningful, and it brings a lot of awareness to the society. And that is, you know, this nation with the food, of course, there are many areas they have connected with the rest of the nation, but this is the major one. Because with food, we are surviving. Mm. First is the air, second is the water, and third is the food. Mm. And they are so, and it's so fascinating that they have that art of the living, and they are sharing it and with the rest of the nation, in the community, and across the country. And that is connection. Mm. And the connection is just making us as one nation to walk together, share with one another, and become smarter and manifest and reach our goal, whatever goal we have in our agenda.
Mm. very special words. I'm so so enthused and happy that we're able to get your words of wisdom and just
thank
your
you.
And your way of acknowledging the rest of the world and everyone in it, and connecting us as one human nation. It's a very wonderful thing that can lead towards positivity and peace and harmony in this world, you know, the way that we all wish and want. And together we can do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can do it.
Absolutely.
And, it just takes effort and time and patience, and it can be done. And I thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lady Faima.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And we're going to have to wrap up our program. And we thank everybody out there for coming and joining us all across the world. And wish you blessings. And coming up next is going to be Charlotte and her program, Call Me Negotiator. And also after that, we'll have Jacob and his show called The Art Show.
Fantastic.
So thank you guys for all joining us. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices. And we're going to end with some Tragically Hip from Canada. And they're well known all over the world too. So we're going to end that, and we're going to have to say bye for now, everyone.
Bye-bye now.
Pictures of a parent's prime minister. We